Nia Vardalos brings laughter and tears in her new one-woman show.
$3 million.
What?
For being really good at Fortnite.
You're only a couple rows away from the dude, and he's just got a big old erection.
Hello, and welcome. We're back. From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Welcome to the show, episode number 263. If you are a fan of the show, you should go to iTunes and make a five-star review. I've seen some pussies have made one-star reviews, but those are just ratings. They didn't actually review the show because they're huge pussies. Oh, I'll click a fucking star, but I'm too much of a fucking pussy to say anything about it. Put your name on it, you fucking pussy. You could go and leave a five-star review like LSU Lala, who said, "Fantastic podcast. This crew has one of the funniest podcasts going right now, and I should know since I've heard the vast majority of what is out there. Do yourself a solid and subscribe." Thank you, Lala. Gio Bernard says, "Genius. Ballers and Kate bring something new and funny to every episode. Highly recommend." This one says, "Five stars, I want to have gay sex with Brian. You will too." We can arrange that with a big enough Patreon contribution. "Great show, but it's great that Ed and the Ringer get to discuss dongs at a scientific level. I want to know why equal time can't be shared with Fancy and the camel toe related subject." Oh, I can't believe you got me to say that. "And the camel toe related subject matter." That's from Deep Dark Nuts. Thank you for that. Okay, so you should do that too. Go to iTunes, five stars. Don't be one of these fucking one-star pussies that's too afraid, that's too much of a bitch to admit that he listens every week but clicks one star and can't put his name on it because he's a fucking pussy. Be a man, give us a five-star review, and leave a review. Thank you. Additionally, if you would like something kind of funny, you should go to our Reddit subreddit. I keep saying that wrong. TBLS_podcast. Last week, things people liked the show, including friend of the show, Bucket O Tang, who remarked, "Fancy's back. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. Hashtag save Fancy. The Ballers nailed it this week. Ed's warnings about M Buff blasting his Rumble shtick has firmly cemented that I shan't be taking my kids to Dumbo. Seinfeld reigns supreme because it's the GOAT. Good job getting it right, gents. Auto-tuned Harambe rap was fire, and now y'all got me on hashtag Team Musk. Ed read my post from last week. I was a bit ornery. Only downside was the 11 out of 10 level of uncomfortable from Brian's ladle talk." Well, I agree to disagree on that. 100 on the merch. I've been asking about this for a while now. Take my money, guys." Okay, we appreciate that, Bucket of Tang. You guys can go there and rap with the fellas that are involved in our subreddit, TBLS_podcast. Joining me now, as always, Mr. Hoboken himself, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I had so many kids' sports stuff this weekend.
It's the worst time.
Like 8 a.m. baseball game, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. soccer game, and then like lacrosse somewhere in between.
Oh my god!
Like, fuck. When does it end? I mean,
never.
This is my 9-year old. I got like a lot of hours never. To go.
Yeah, years. A buddy of mine was telling me that he had to go to a soccer tournament. His daughter had 3 games in a place called Lancaster, which is...
Oh, Amish country.
It's not Pennsylvania. But just to, probably much worse, it's in like north of LA in the Antelope Valley. And he said that it was only like crack motels, like Motel 6s and stuff. And he said that they, because there was this huge soccer tournament, the room rates were all jacked up. So hotels that should have been like $89 that were disgusting were like $300. And he had to stay there for 2 days. for soccer.
You know, this is a big plus for being in like such a heavily populated area of the country. Is that my son's travel soccer? They play, you know, all these teams, but nothing is more than an hour away, like 20 minutes away. There's so many people in this area, so many different little towns. Whereas, like, I visited my sister last year, and they had a home game that was like 35, 40 minutes from where she lived, and that's their home game. Like, it's we walk to our home games here. Like, it's good that I don't have to do too much. Only if you're like super elite. And you have to start traveling to out of state, and my son's not there. But yeah, regular travel.
He doesn't get there.
But he won't. He won't.
I hope he's never that good.
No, he's never gonna be that good. There's a guy on my. There's a guy, a dad on my son's team, who was talking about how he needs to get his son promoted quickly because he's got to get a scholarship to college. And I just kind of, without thinking, was like, "Well, they're not." Nobody on this team is getting college scholarships.
No.
And he was upset. He was upset. Because it's a good, I mean, it's part of like the Red Bulls Academy.
Like it's New York Red Bulls.
But it's the third tier of them. So they're good, but if you're not the first tier when you're on the 10-year-old team, my son plays up on he's nine, but he plays on the 10-year-old team. But it's the third tier. If you're the third tier of 10, you need to be first tier because the college scholarships start rolling in at like 16. You can't make up the difference. Oh, yeah.
No, you got to be Shaq and Fools at that age.
Right.
And to be in the scholarship discussion.
I need college education paid for. It's like, buddy.
Don't we all?
Tell them to hit the books because it's not happening this way.
Or you do the Aunt Becky route.
Right.
Just
the opposite of getting it paid for. Yeah. You pay
do
for
a
it.
Bribery. I was my daughter was asking me this weekend about the news, and she's like, "How come like the only news you ever hear like on TV is negative?" And I was trying to explain to her. I go, "Well, because that's the only thing that gets people to watch.
That's newsworthy." You know,
if it was all stories about cute puppies and stuff, that nobody would watch the news. And then just before the show, I saw what she was saying because I had the local news on while I was prepping for the show. And I heard one of the most depressing phrases I may have ever heard in my life.
Hot luck dinner?
Close.
Okay.
Nia Vardalos brings laughter and tears in her new one-woman show.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I remember when that Big Fat Greek Wedding came out.
Yeah.
And I had several people tell me I have to see it. And well, like the only thing that had to happen is
mom and her friends.
No, my boss told me that. Like, there were some random... God. These are all people who are not in my life anymore. First of all, you don't have to see anything. When people used to tell me that about Schindler's List, I was like, I don't have to see anything. And it took me like 20 years. And then I saw it. I was like, that's a pretty good fucking movie. But
I bet it is good. I've never seen it. I've never seen Schindler's List. Do I have to see it?
No. I mean, because you know the Holocaust looks happened. Depressing. You know the Holocaust Did happened. It? It's you know an impressive movie, but like even that is well done and tackles like a heavy message. You didn't have to see it; you just have to know the Holocaust existed. Don't have to see this movie. You don't have to know anything.
No,
you have to. You have to feed your children. Like there are things you have to do. You don't have to see a movie ever.
Totally agree, 100%. I've missed a
lot. And certainly not my big fat movies. Greek wedding.
No, definitely not. I haven't seen it.
The only thing or the I sequel. Think that's interesting about her is she's married to that guy who did the F-bomb version of the Dan Band. But it's
Oh, no, that is not who she's married to.
I think she is.
No, the Dan Band is married to Kathy Najimy.
Oh, I can never tell those two apart.
No, they're very similar. Neobartolos. Yeah. Yes, I can see how you would get them.
Okay,
mistaken.
So there's nothing interesting about her.
No, there's nothing. Other than she's doing her one-woman show at the Pasadena Playhouse upcoming, in case anybody wants to get tickets. There's laughter and tears. Okay, anything else?
No.
Oh,
I got something else.
Yeah.
New season of Brockmar is starting up.
Oh, yeah.
Area.
Yeah, I watched... sorry, you broke up there. I watched the first episode. Very good.
Oh, I just saw it was on my DVR. Yeah. I didn't realize it.
Yeah. I'm concerned.
And it's got Schillinger in it.
Yeah, Schillinger's like his rival. He's Brockmire's been elevated to the major leagues to take over for Schillinger.
That last episode of last season was great, where he just had to shut up for a whole game, and the guy was an over-the-top racist, and finally he just blew up.
He couldn't do it. Brockmire's the best, but I'm concerned about a sober Brockmeyer. So we'll see how that goes. But the writing on that show is very funny. Which reminds me, I started the new season of Veep, and
I haven't started yet.
I was so stunned when you watch that show, and I'm trying to think if I was stoned that why I was so tuned into this. But you sit there and watch it, and you realize that every single line of the show is a joke, and all of them are funny. Like there's never one that misses. I was just watching the first episode of this season, and it was so fucking hilarious. They're geniuses, the people that make that show. Veep is so good.
Every line is blistering too. They are so cruel to each other. Yeah. It's great.
It's great. They're all so fucking mean to each other. It's the best.
I mean, aside from her assistant, Tony Hale.
Gary,
Gary. Everyone else is nasty. Maybe the speechwriter guy isn't so mean, but everyone else is really cruel.
So good.
Especially her.
Yes, she's the best. It's great.
Yeah, she's the best.
Okay, we have a voicemail. This one. It's kind of long. And I got to blame somebody from last week. Let's get into it. Oh, wait. Wrong song.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Okay, quick voicemail. Let's see what's going on here.
Yo, what's up? Right. Easy Edward, your mother must be a delightful lady because she gave birth to you. You're a good man. So,
That's very nice of Manuel to say. Is he fucking chewing gum? Does he have something? Does he have something in his mouth? Is he got some type of taffy going or something? What's going on here?
Most respect, Mrs. Davy, and yes, we try to keep Edward in check around these parts. So anyhow,
the artist formerly known as Mrs. Davy, in Omaha. She is not Mrs. Davy.
Check it. If turning on your water.
Oh, this bastard Dean in Omaha emailed a plumbing question because Manuel is a plumber.
So we're just middlemen now. We're not even hosting a show.
Dean had a stem issue on one of the handles, the hot handle of his bathroom sink, I think. It was, that is an issue. Is it a two handle or a single handle? Because that makes a difference.
Hmm.
That's fine. I don't think he specified.
Your hot water. Man, the meat drops down. Okay, if it's localized to that fixture, meaning it's only happening like...
We know what localized means, Manuel. Thank you, though.
You know, when you use that fixture, and more likely than not, there's been a piece, a breakage in one of your stems.
He's right. Most of the stems these days are made of plastic, and all the turning, they're made of plastic because they don't rust. They used to make them out of brass, but brass is expensive. So now they make them out of plastic, and you turn them.
And Drano will fuck that plastic up.
Yeah, well, that's the drain. But the actual, like the faucet fixtures inside of there, there's a little valve stem that controls how the water comes out.
And that's plastic too.
Yeah, that's plastic, and little, you know, eventually it'll break inside there, and you got to get a new one. But here's what a plumber will tell you to do. They'll tell you to get a new faucet. But really, you just go to the hardware store and get that insert.
Hot or cold stem. But unfortunately, man, these days, none of that stuff is rebuildable, bro. So you're better off just yanking out the faucet.
Plumber says that every time. Every fucking plumber will tell you that. Because a plumber isn't there to fix your sink. He's there to install your sink.
Faucet and putting in a new one.
You can fix it.
In the process, I would blow out the lines. Your hot and cold should have a...
Fuck, this Manuel is fucking running up an invoice right now. This is all add-ons.
This is pricey stuff.
Yeah, may as well. Hey, while I'm here for $120 an hour, we should do a couple other things.
About angle stops, you can close them, open them. You have to close them to be able to replace the faucet.
That's right. The angle stop coming out of the wall that controls the water. That's the valve that controls the water going to the faucet. A lot of times with the hard water, we have a lot of hard water here in Southern California. You close that thing to turn it off, it won't come back open. You close it, you need a new one. Bottom line.
I got a handyman on speed dial. That's smart. Where I'm going.
Yeah, of course.
Or turn off your main, but either way.
Don't turn off the main.
There's your remedy, man.
Yeah.
Change the faucet. Now, if it's something that where like you turn hot water and then like in your shower, you're getting less water or anything like that.
It's the whole house.
That's a sizing issue, bro.
Sizing.
Bigger fish to fry. I mean,
sizing issue. That's something I know about. You need a nice size,
girthy
pipe to get good flow to the affected area.
But you got to repipe your whole place.
Oh, see,
larger.
And Wells running up the bill.
So repipe the whole place.
I don't think that's just he's salesman Manuel. Just calm down, Manuel.
He's got to pay for that congestion pricing.
So that's it. The Santa Monica parking's really got him looking for new areas of revenue.
Those who know me, Matt in L.A. That's a nationwide show. Jim Rome. The jungle.
Oh, he's got two different names for different shows.
Yeah, what's with the different names?
I don't know. But apparently he's called Matt in L.A. and Manuel in Gardenia.
It's one thing if he's sometimes known as Matthew and sometimes Matt. He's got two different names he's working with.
He's got an anglicized name. He's got his Christian name, which is...
Like when you see those... off the boat Asian guys named Ed and Tom.
They like to assimilate. So they do, they call themselves Bill. They always pick
the name Ed. Those are the only Eds.
It's old timey names. They like old timey names. That's very common in the Asian cultures.
Lifestyle brethren know me, Manuel in Gardena.
Okay. See?
Although that asshat from New York says Gardenia.
Gardenia.
There is a city. Gardenia in New Jersey.
Oh, is that true?
Because I got family in New Jersey.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Oh.
Gardenia.
Possible family reunion. Possible meet up for a beer somewhere with Mr. Ed Daly.
No, there's no Gardenia in New Jersey. There is a Gardenia's floral in Metuchen, New Jersey.
Oh, interesting. Well, maybe it's down in the Trenton area, down in the Philly suburbs.
And there was the old actor the Beasties rapped about, Vincent Gardenia.
Speaking of that, what's his name? Castle. Vincent Castle? Character actor with the big white bushy mustache?
Oh, yeah.
Played the dad in Rushmore?
Rushmore. Castle.
Yes. Samuel Castle? No, Vincent Castle.
Vincent.
Yeah.
Or Castle. Yeah. Wait a second. No.
He died.
He did? He
died today.
No, Vincent Castle is like the bad guy in, Bourne movies or something? He's a French dude.
It's not him. It's the guy. Am I getting his name wrong?
Vincent.
Very Rushmore. Popular character actor. He's in all the Wes Anderson movies. Cassell. Like Sam Cassell.
Seymour Cassell, right?
Seymour. That's the name. Seymour. He died. R.I.P. How fucking old is this guy? I mean, it's always a shame when somebody goes young. He was only 84. Which is kind of shocking.
Yeah, he was a guy that probably never played young.
No, he looked 84 20 years ago, which probably worked out for him in terms of booking roles. Anyway, I liked it better when Manuel was talking about plumbing, I'll be honest.
He started a movie called The Killing of a Chinese Bookie.
Oh, interesting. Starring Mickey Rourke?
He got a Best Supporting Rooney? Best Supporting Actor nomination.
He also, from reading Slash's biography, Slash was friends with his son, and Seymour Cassell is the one that gave Slash the nickname Slash. Because he was always like zipping through the house.
The French dude?
Vincent? No, Seymour Cassell.
Seymour?
Yeah.
Is
that who we were just talking about?
Seymour. You're talking about. Yeah. This has become a who's on first. This is all right. Let's get back on track.
Yeah. Anyway, I liked it better when Manuel was talking about.
Hey, God bless.
Okay.
I'm disappointed in you guys for being on board with those traffic taxes, but hell, I'll get over it. Okay. Love you guys, man.
Love you too, buddy.
Big baller, too, buddy. Shot caller, make your dollar.
He's knocking in at the end. Didn't have to skip it at the beginning because he snuck it in at the end. Well, thank you for that, Manuel. Everybody loves your contributions to the show. Manuel in Gardenia.
Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great.
Okay, quick email. I think this person was drunk, but I'll read it anyways. Fresh shit. Flat billed hat. I think
this is like a Larry King column.
It's like stream of consciousness. Yeah, but without the ellipses. Flat billed hats, question mark. Y'all wear them? I just can't. I think they look stupid. I bet Brian does. Goes well with his rings. Bag. That's mean.
That's pretty mean.
Gym guy, are you perpetually looking pissed? Flexing? Oh, these are your choices. Well, one of them's antisocial. I'd say we're both antisocial, gym guy. Apple update. There's 4 new animojis. Cool. I'm very well. I don't do animojis. Do you just mean emojis?
Animojis like they move.
Yeah, it's like
is that a thing?
Yeah, you can like make yourself. You can like make a picture of yourself and send it to people like animated. It's a little, you know me. I'm not like doing stuff. That seems like a lot of. There's a lot of gyrations to make that happen. I'm drinking Ice House. What is it? 1997?
Yeah, he's at one of my high school parties.
Yeah, that's one of those.
1992.
Remember they came out with ice beers because they were like higher test?
Yeah, how can we get fucked up quicker?
Yeah, and so they had ice beers. First there was dry beers. Remember Bud Dry?
Yeah.
Bud Dry was a big staple in my high school. And then they came out with ice beers.
Ice House.
I can't believe they still make Ice House. I'm drinking Ice House, going to regret this in the morning. There was like Molson Ice. I used to drink a lot of that Molson Ice. My 9-year-old just finished playing Fortnite. We only let him play a couple hours on Friday and Saturday. Well, that's good. I want to kill the asshole who made that game. Everyone I know whose kid plays Fortnite hates it. That's from Wayne in Nashville.
My son plays it. It sucks.
And Wayne in Nashville, that's our hardest listener. He hasn't reached out in a while. Remember, he's the guy that was giving us updates on jail and like how the penal system works before. And then he signs off, and I don't know what this means. Tell her to keep a plug in and you stay high.
Like a vaporizer type What?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what that means. Tell her to keep a plug in, and you say stay high. Okay. Well, thanks for that, Wayne. Wayne in Nashville. Ed, what is going on here in the
Davey's sports world? It should be said.
We don't have an actual Daily's Choice, but we haven't had one in a while, and I just want to play the song. It should be said you are really doing a service to the community today, because I asked you to record on a different day, and I realized just before we started recording that it was the NCAA tournament final was going on.
Yeah, I'm watching.
And since you're the only person in the world that still likes college basketball, I felt very bad.
Love college basketball.
I felt very bad for you because I needed to switch up the schedule this week. And then I was like, well, I mean, it wasn't that important. You know, it was something I could have taken or left. And if I had known that the NCAA championship was on when we'd be recording, I probably wouldn't have asked to switch up. So thank you for doing that. Speaking of sports, what is happening in the world of sports? What is going on out there?
Well, I think we talked about this guy, a gamer who split up with the, quote, world's hottest weather girl.
I remember this. And this weather chick is so hot.
Yeah, really hot. He split up with her to concentrate on his career playing Call of Duty. Said he's glad he made the decision. And that, quote, moral of the story, make your career your priority and everything will fall into place.
Or you could also play Call of Duty and bang the world's hottest weather chick from like Mexico City or wherever. She's super hot. Do we have her name?
Yeah, I mean, you could play Call of Duty like 10 hours a day and still have a relationship.
Yeah. Like you could just wear her out like 45 minutes a day. But also you gotta like take her to dinner and stuff.
Well, he probably makes a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Because that's, cash is king.
That's true.
So, I mean, I'm guessing that's why he got her, because it doesn't seem like he has an award-winning personality.
No, and he doesn't, like, he seems like a bit of a pretty boy. He doesn't seem like the kind of dude that would be dating the world's hottest weather girl.
No.
Hold on, I'm trying to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The weather girls, raining men.
Could be. Maybe that's why he really quit. Let's see. I want to see her name. It takes too long for the link to open up. What else is going on, Ed?
Former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville is running for U.S. Senate with Sean Spicer on his campaign team. I think we're just to the point where the news is Mad Libs, right? We're just plugging in names.
This liberal Hollywood really tries to, they really try to hold themselves up as these moral arbiters of what's happening in the world. And then, so this is Sean Spicer. He's a massive piece of shit. Like, he's a really, really the scum of the earth opportunist. And he takes a job with Trump because he thinks it's going to be good for him. And then we find out that he's really anti-Dippin' Dots, and he's going out there and he's fucking bullshitting every day, just fucking spewing lies.
First press conference was utter nonsense.
Oh yeah,
he's arguing about like the size of a crowd,
the size of the inauguration crowd. Like he's just so full of shit. And then he quits and he writes a book, and they fucking put him on the fucking Emmys. They normalize him. There's Stephen Colbert, like, jacking him off. What the fuck? Like, stand up for what you believe in. You can't take somebody who's a shitty person and then make them okay overnight. Fuck that.
And I will say that if you are one of these MAGA people and then you're thinking, well, Sean Spicer was related. Like, no. The whole MAGA is about one person. Sean Spicer was just a shitty cog in a shitty wheel. But, like, he didn't do shit for Trump.
No.
If you like Trump, you shouldn't like Sean Spicer because he did a bad job for Trump.
Right. But also, he's an opportunist. He fucking glommed onto Trump to try to benefit himself,
he did,
which is what they
all
do.
And then when he was out at the White House, then, of course, he's he was giving, you know, the apology tour, like, you know, I was just doing my best. Like,
fuck him. Fuck that piece of shit. You're a fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. Fuck off. Go away.
Remember that Thai soccer team that got stuck in the cave?
No, I've forgotten about it.
There was Well, this crazy, rescue. They were very nervous about like how they'd react, and it had to be done precisely.
Yeah, they had to send in the Thai SEALs.
Yeah, they also sent something else in, Special K. The players and coach were strategically loaded up on ketamine during the dangerous cave rescue
to keep them calm.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, that's pretty smart.
Fucking Timothy Leary was prescribing this rescue.
Yes.
What?
The Thai SEALs know what's up, but it makes sense. You figure, but although ketamine.
I thought it was something that gets you kind of peppy, but I guess
It's a tranquilizer. It's an animal tranquilizer, but I think I've never taken it.
Is it kind of like booze that if you're sedentary, it'll put you out, but if you're moving,
yes, yeah,
you can get jumpy.
It's like a party drug. I figure they would do like Xanax or, you know, something guaranteed to chill you out. Okay, this is the world's hottest weather girl is called Yannette with a Y, Garcia. And I'm not 100% in on the grill portion of Yannette, but the body is on point. Oh, here's a picture of her with
Yannette. Was that one of the roommates in Three's Company?
Yes, it's the Spanish pronunciation, Yannette Garcia. And she is banging. She got
she is.
Oh my God.
Like, that guy's got to concentrate on Call of Duty.
Unbelievable. Just so shocking. No, she's good. Oh, she's pretty cute, too. She's not bad looking.
Yeah. Well, we're going to transition to a somewhere between sport and non-sport.
That this rescue was gaming. That rescue was ridiculous. Still, well, maybe because it was kids, but still the most impressive is the Chilean miners.
My favorite thing about the Chilean miners, I believe it was Patton Oswalt who tweeted, like, when it was known they were going to be rescued, said, everybody, they should get a bunch of people to dress up like Planet of the Apes people. So when they come out, they're just looking at these people like, what?
That is something a nerd would think of. Yeah.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right. So we're going into the world of gaming reserves.
Yeah.
Rhino poacher gets trampled to death by elephants, then eaten by lions at National Park in South Africa.
Yeah, this is
a feel-good story.
Yeah, it's a great story. This is a popular. This was popular this week. A lot of people dunking on this.
Saw a lot of people sharing it.
Yeah, I saw. All they found was his head and his pants, and somebody was like, "I guess pants weren't on the menu or something."
Yeah, it was just his skull. And a pair of jeans, ripped jeans.
Yeah, because the lions fucked him up. But also, if you fucking kill a rhino, tell me this about rhinos. There's black rhinos and there's white rhinos. And they're both,
and there's like
they're both like,
there's like eight of them left.
Right. But then whenever I see a picture of either a black rhino, and I'm not talking about Clifford the Black Rhino Etienne, the heavyweight boxer that I believe is in prison now. I'm talking about an actual black rhino. Or a white rhino, every time someone's like, here's a white rhino, it looks fucking gray to me. And then the same when they're like, here's a black rhino, also gray. They're both gray.
Does it mean they're dirty? Like, they never look white.
They just look gray. They're both gray. They both, like, look, they're, like, kind of the same color as an elephant. Black rhino, gray. White rhino, gray. And hey, that doesn't mean I think they should be murdered so Chinese dudes can get their dicks hard with the dust of their horn, by the way, which is why they get killed. I do like what their plan for eliminating the value of rhino horn is they 3D print rhino horns now, and then they're flooding the market with these 3D printed rhino horns because they're impossible to distinguish from an actual real rhino horn and a 3D printed one. And 3D printing, that's a confusing term to me because it's just like it just like blobs plastic on there and makes things into shapes. That's printing? Anyway, not important. The thing is that they're diminishing the value of actual rhino horn by flooding the market with fake ones. So I like that.
The 3D printing, there have been two occasions in my life that somebody's like, hey, wait, watch this 3D printer work.
Nope.
20 seconds? I'm not waiting around so you can make the this little elephant or whatever you're going to make. Like it takes for fucking ever.
Is this? There's a whole thing where they're like, you're going to have one of these in your house. And if you need like a new can opener, you're not going to go to the store and get a $2 Chinese made can opener or order one from Amazon like you do now. You're going to print one on your 3D printer. And I'm like, no, I'm not. This is kind of like.
Have you ever put cartridge ink in? How much it costs?
Yes, it's super expensive.
Fuck that. It's more. If you have to refill the cartridge in a 3D printer, you're going to have to take out a second mortgage.
And then you go to print something and it never works. It never fucking works. There's always something issue with the printer. Always.
Yep. 100%. Mine loves putting out two pages at once and like
half
and
then, the shit on one page. Half the shit on
it's like, another. What is happening? Yes. And by the way, a little update on our buddy Clifford Black Rhino.
Etienne.
Yeah. He's serving 105 years in the pokey without possibility of parole.
Oh,
he's flying Con Air.
I thought he just did like a burglary or something, like an armed robbery. He sounds like somebody, he did something to somebody.
Yeah, I remember he got smoked by Tyson in the post jail.
Yeah, he did.
Years.
He did. Yeah, because he was a real up and coming guy. Yeah. Clifford the Black Rhino Etienne. And then he went away after that. Have you watched that show Losers on Netflix?
No. Good?
I only watched the first one and it was super good. It's about a boxer. His name escapes me. He's from
Paulie Malignaggi?
Malignaggi? No. He's from, he's a boxer in the 80s. He's from Brooklyn or Queens, Jamaica, Queens, because he's Jamaican. And he didn't want to be a boxer, like a lot of these successful athletes.
Razor Ruddock?
No, he's Canadian.
Who's the...
Michael... I don't know. There's a lot of not being able to think of things happen on the show. Anyway, the first episode of Losers is pretty good because he was this champion dude that got knocked out in front of a national audience, and it changed his whole life. And it's interesting the way it changed his life. He's an interesting guy. He's so interesting, in fact, that I can't remember his name. Ed, what else is going on?
Well, if you thought the rhino poacher situation was disturbing, how about this one? Amsterdam opens 5D porn cinema with water jets, air cannons, and bouncing chairs in red light district, and promises to, quote, leave you and your wife energized.
I'll tell you what. Two things that I think of here. One, along the lines of 3D printers, was the 3D TV. Remember, everyone's like, no, everyone's going to come to this, watch the Super Bowl at your house. And when
you're going to feel like you're on the sideline.
Yeah, and then everyone's going to come in and you're going to give them all glasses. And you're all going to watch the Super Bowl with these glasses on. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. And no one I know is doing that. That's never going to happen. And then
that's my problem with VR. Yes, I mean, I know people love VR. And I've tried on the goggles and it does look cool.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put equipment on them. I just don't.
No. Well, I feel vulnerable when I'm in the thing, you know, like what's going on outside of the thing. I can't see that. Like shit could be happening outside of the thing. B.
Yeah. Somebody could be ready to stab you in the neck.
I went,
you're thinking you're in the jungle.
I went to a live sex show one time in Amsterdam.
I did too.
Yeah. And it was,
didn't feel good.
No, it was very not sexual.
Yeah. I was going to say very unloving.
Like it was kind of like a dance where he's
like doing push-ups.
Yes,
inside the wall.
Yes. I think we saw, there's a few live sex shows in Amsterdam. We might've seen the same one. He's like a very fit dude and his dick's real hard and it kind of like bananas. He's got like a banana dick. And
it's weird because you're only a couple rows away from the dude and he's just got a big old erection and it's not It's not fun.
No. And then before, there's like opening acts, and there was a woman who like...
Oh, yeah. Smoking a cigar.
Yeah. She like shot a banana out of herself into like the first row. And the guys, the European dudes, Germans maybe in the front, just seemed really...
Maybe. Like, Germans, definitely.
Yeah, they were German. The German dudes in the front just were like way into it. And then I think she did a thing where she brought a guy on stage and she took his shirt off and she put a Sharpie inside of herself.
Yeah,
and then like...
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Show.
Then she wrote something on the guy's chest with the Sharpie that while it was inside of her. The whole thing was so just unnerving and unsexy.
And it was after a long day where I thought I was high enough.
Yeah.
That something
totally.
Like this would be fun.
I thought it would
wasn't
be funny.
Fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
I thought it would be funny, and they were doing like 50% off. It was like they made it worth my while to go check it out. And I was so bummed when it ended. I had to shower, and I feel like 5D porno is even worse. Like,
what is going on? So you're watching porn, and then they're going to spray you with a hose? Like, are you supposed to be in the scene? Are you on the dick? What? That's a disgusting. I don't want to be sprayed by shit. What? Awful. And then 5D, so they're including senses? We got to smell this thing?
No. Yes.
No thanks.
Yes.
And I'd prefer the sound off. I don't want to hear the boot stuck in the mud sound and in like surround sound. Come on. No thanks. Ass.
Also, I get motion sickness. Like I can't be
there's
like
a little
jostled.
Video on it, and it's like one of those rides where you're getting jostled.
Yes. Oh, no jostling. I'm anti-jostling.
100%. Jostling and getting sprayed with a hose? Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. I totally agree with you there, Ed.
There's a company marketing $315 denim, and I hate this word with a passion, panties.
Yeah, what? I saw this. I saw a lot of this going around on the internet this week.
High-waisted jean underwear.
Yeah, what is that? What's that all about?
It looks like it's inviting a camel toe situation.
Why would you... want to have tight denim around your genitals?
Not a good scene.
I feel like there'd be a lot of rubbing.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I would think the one thing you want in underwear, if you're inclined to wear it.
Yeah,
you want something light down there. You don't want
heavy
material. Man, that was originally for people during the gold rush. That's supposed to be like tough material.
That's exactly right. Like Prospector Pete, the former mascot of my beloved college, Long Beach State, until it was determined that Prospector Pete was triggering to certain people because prospectors might not have been that nice to the natives. I don't really feel like anybody ever
I don't like the way I'm being portrayed.
Yeah, so they had to they moved the Prospector Pete statue, and they're on the hunt for a new mascot at Cal State Long Beach. Anyway, Prospector Pete, he would rock the dungarees, much like Tom Waits in the Ballad of Buster Scruggs, because he was out there, you know, for days, weeks at a time, prospecting. You know, he's out there panning. He's maybe got the pickaxe going. And bottom line is, you need a lot of protection these days. We're snowflakes. We don't need a lot of denim real close to protect our genitals. It's crazy.
No. I wear jeans all the fucking time.
Same
but
here.
not as undergarments.
No, definitely.
Get out
not.
Of here with that. No. Arkansas men in bulletproof vests shoot each other after night of drinking, invent elaborate cover story for cops.
So, that's pretty funny. I believe it's my understanding that they use the same bulletproof vest. Like one guy
shot. Your turn?
Yeah, and then they switched. But I feel like after you saw the first guy take it, or if you were, after you saw it, like you shoot your buddy and he's all fucked up from getting shot in a bulletproof vest and he's like writhing in pain and he's probably got a couple broken ribs and You know, like it felt, it was obviously like a bad experience. I feel like you'd be like, you know what? I'm good. Like I saw you do it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. What ruse did they come up with, Ed?
Yeah, I gotta look at that. But in the meantime, have you ever seen the original video that put Johnny Knoxville on the map? Like he did it for, they do it for Thrasher, or he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. He shot himself. He tased himself.
And shot. Yeah. Oh man. And it's watching it. It still makes it. It's just the perfect quality in Jackass is that you can't watch and you can't look away. No. It's just, he's a genius.
He really is great.
He's a genius and a moron at the same time, but I love him.
It's a very special skill. And if Jackass is on, you can't turn away. It's like everything they do or are about to do is so fucking insane, but also hilarious that it's just such a specialized thing. It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah. So it's a pretty good story. So yeah, there's a guy, Arkansas, one of the guys, Charles Eugene Ferris, 50 years old, and Christopher Hicks, 36 years old. Yeah. Ferris allegedly told authorities he'd been paid $200 to protect an asset whom he followed into the woods at Hobbs State Park. Ferris reportedly said that while in the woods at 10 p.m., the pair met a third man who approached the asset and prompted a gunfight. Cops say Ferris claimed to have been struck six times while returning fire and finally driving away with the asset. Ferris allegedly said the asset dropped him off at his vehicle, then the 50-year-old then dumped his weapons and drove to the hospital. But officials say Ferris went from looking like 007 to just looking like a zero when his wife showed up at the hospital and spilled the beans. Ferris and Hicks shot each other while drinking on the back porch of their home.
Yes. I mean, this happened in Arkansas. Like, this is not
right.
This isn't fucking Jason Bourne.
And
I like
that they had an asset, and yet the asset was nowhere to be found.
No.
No, that's protecting an asset.
Yeah, of course.
Who? What? Why? Who?
Hilarious. Awesome.
Yeah. Florida mayor announces a Confederate Memorial Day, and people aren't too happy. Hi.
Here's the thing. Like, they lost.
Yeah, I saw somebody point this out, and he said, you know, the same people are all fired up about how participation trophies are bad.
Yeah.
Love Confederate memorials. They lost.
It's true.
They lost and they sucked.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
If the Confederacy was on its own, it would have crumbled because their economic policy was let's get free labor and ride this out.
They wanted to continue enslaving human beings. That's what they were about. And that's what you want to celebrate?
And they're like, oh, it wasn't about that. It was about states' rights. Yeah, what right were you trying to protect?
Yes,
slavery, exactly. You fucking animals.
They had farms, and in the north, they built factories. And down on their farms, it wasn't viable.
Well, it was profitable because they were getting free labor.
Much like the NCAA. And and they wanted to continue their
eyeball game.
Way of life. Which was enslaving people.
This is a pretty funny story. Civilian on fly along accidentally ejected from fighter jet.
How does that happen?
I never understand. Yeah, they talk about authors going on ride alongs with cops.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I would never want to do any of this because these are dangerous professions and I'm choosing to write about them because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm too much of a pussy.
What are you doing in a fighter jet?
Yeah, that's why it always bugs me when one of the biggest bum out phrases in the English language is on assignment for 60 minutes, here's Anderson Cooper, because he was like, hey, I'm going to interview Michael Phelps and I'm going to get in a Speedo and race him in the water. Or he's like, I'm going to where they swim with the white sharks.
I think he did get into some shit during Afghanistan or
he
Iraq.
He probably did.
But
it's,
yeah,
I don't want to see
his on-assignment work is...
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
This happened in France. Well, does that even count? Oh my God. F-35. This is real shit.
Yeah, what are you doing? This is for the big boys. You should not be going on ride-alongs.
Yeah.
Fly-alongs.
Yes. Oh, was it on the ground, though? Oh, no, it wasn't the F-35. It was the Rafale fighter. What's they make their own fighters in France?
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, definitely. I get motion sickness, so I can't go in a fighter jet.
Right, because they're going to do like barrel rolls and shit like that. I am a hard pass on that. I could not handle it.
When I was a kid, my uncle was getting his pilot's license, and he took me along to practice stalls one time. And it was the worst day of my life.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, it's where you fly straight up in the air, and then you let the plane, and then you turn off the engine. How is this even allowed? This is the first time I thought about it. You fly straight up in the air, and then you turn off the engine, and then you let the plane start falling back to Earth. And then
why would anyone want to do that?
Well, you have to do it because it could happen by accident. So you have to know how to do it. So you would you
no, but if, in a ride along capacity.
Yes, I didn't. I was like 9 years old. What was terrible. I doing there? And he's like, "Hey, if you puke, just
hey, here. We're gonna play Russian roulette after this.
Yeah, here's my backpack in case you need to puke." Like, why? It's crazy.
And finally, just sort of a true story, but also a symbolic story. Bald eagles are now terrorizing people with trash.
They're like dropping it on them or what?
Yeah. I mean, eagles are assholes. Ben Franklin, when they chose the bald eagle as our mascot,
he wanted it to be the turkey.
He said, these eagles are birds of ill repute because they're scavengers. They're not. Productive.
They're very just... overrated. Yeah, people don't realize they think they're mighty hunters, and they actually wait
they're
most
vultures.
Of the time till someone else has killed something, and then because they're big and mean, they just come and take over the kill.
But like, why fucking? I mean, yeah, I like eating turkey, but why birds at all? India's got a fucking tiger, badass.
Yeah,
we're gonna go with a bird.
We have the fucking grizzly bear in this country, Ed.
Yes.
Like that's on the state flag of California. Even
How
though
about a buffalo, we've got some big ass
buffalo's
animals.
A bad motherfucker. Like I like the buffalo bison.
Yes. And we've got a bird.
Yeah, a shitty bird at that. Speaking of that, just before the show, I was sitting here in the studio, I had the doors open, and here at the Baller Lifestyle World headquarters, we sort of back up to. Canyon area, and so there's kind of like open land behind the studio here, and up above me, the neighbor, she likes to put out like bird seed or bird feed or something, and so she'll get and we like yesterday I saw a roadrunner out there like hunting for lizards or something.
What?
Yeah,
roadrunner.
Yeah, I swear I hadn't seen one over here before. I saw a bobcat out there. But the she'll put out this feed, and we have like quail, like all these little quail come running around. They're not little; they're huge. They come running around. They eat the seed, and there's all these dove flying around. It's like a whole bird party.
You know what you should do?
Yeah,
you should put out a box that says Acme Explosives, so when the roadrunner comes,
yes,
you can freak out your neighbor.
Yeah, he could use them. But what I'm saying is, this woman basically builds. A buffet because every day it gets real quiet all of a sudden and I look out there and there's a fucking hawk murking one of the birds
what's
fed.
With his neighbor what's going
realizes.
On
I don't think she sees it like she thinks it's cute to feed the birds and there's hundreds of these birds and all of a sudden you'll hear them all scatter and whew, the slowest one gets murked by one of these hawks out here.
In London, the fastest, I think fastest animal on earth, the Peregrine Falcon.
Yes.
We were at a museum and I guess there was a nest of the falcons on the roof of the museum. So some guy right outside the museum's like, check out these Falcons. And it was like a few years ago, my boys were watching, and this Falcon just destroyed something midair.
Pigeon.
Yeah, like yeah. just, and it was bloody. Like it was all of a sudden pretty nasty for my kids.
They're killers. They're trained hunters. Ed, it is time. Yep. Joining us now. Oh no, it's gonna be too loud for her. We are joined by someone who's very popular on our subreddit, TBLS_podcast. They very much want me to involve her in the subreddit so she can go on there and make a screen name and comment on whatever they're doing there. She's very popular there. She's very popular everywhere. We're very happy to have her here. Of course, I am talking about Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy? Oh, the mic's too far away.
Hey, guys. Yeah, hi.
Closer. How's that?
Hi.
Everything good there?
Feedback.
Oh, okay. Very happy to have you here, Kate.
I'm happy to be here, yes. Always.
Quick email.
Yes.
Ballers and Kate. Hashtag current episode. Hashtag every episode. Hashtag Friday Facts. Just left PNG. Had to Google that.
Yeah, isn't this where we guessed? We said where cannibals were, right?
Yeah, you guessed it. Papua New Guinea.
Oh, yeah.
And Australia.
We just call it Papua New Guinea.
This guy's this guy really goes around finding the oil and gas. And Australia.
He's a jet setter.
Yeah, to make a few stops in Dubai, where the hookers hang out, the UK, cocaine, and Norway. Is that better? Wait, I can't be better. Here. Is that better?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, how about now?
That's fine. Just sometimes when you talk, it crackles in my ear.
Oh, does it? How about here? Okay, how about here?
Get it together.
And Norway. Speaking of that, remember that guy that used to email us about the Norwegian? No, she was Swedish flight attendant.
He or she? Oh, yeah, I remember.
And she was rich, and she had a hot body, but she was kind of ugly. And he didn't. And she wanted to settle down with him, but he wasn't sure that he wanted to. He was about
the $1 million body with a face to protect.
Yes.
Well, what about her personality?
I can't remember who that was, but I would like it if you would reach out again. I think she was very nice, and she was very into him.
No, he had like a lot of good things to say about her, and he said her face wasn't great. It's not. I don't even think it was hideous.
Yes.
I think it was just.
Yeah, but
it
comes down to like, are you attracted to this person or are you not?
If you're looking for reasons to break up, you should probably break up. But that was a few years ago. I'd like to know what's happening now.
She came for money, right?
Yeah, she had money. She was like, I want to set you, come to Sweden and you'll be set up. And she's a flight attendant. She's gone a lot.
I'll go live in Sweden.
Me too.
Yeah, I'd leave my family. Sure.
Of course. I've been looking for reasons. Before I get back to Houston, first time in the UK, and I have to admit the stereotype about bad teeth is definitely the rule, not the exception. Also, Kate used to live in England. Can you confirm?
They don't believe in orthodontics.
Yeah, they don't.
I saw a lot of good fine teeth too.
Yes. Also, compared to the week I spent in Sydney, a lot of unattractive people here, but most annoying.
I mean, word.
They never let you run a tab. Such a pain in the ass when you are a foreigner and don't have cash. Ed, can you confirm you go to a lot of bars and pubs when you're in England?
So, is he talking about Sydney or is he talking about
London?
I think he's talking about London. Yeah,
they don't let you run a tab, but they also don't expect a tip, and so you go Apple Pay, and you
Apple
just tap
Pay?
It. Yeah,
what are you fucking Elon Musk over here?
Or no, no,
Tim
no.
Cook.
Here's the deal. Yeah. I have a credit card that there's no exchange fees.
Yeah. That's smart.
They don't charge you for that. And so you just Apple Pay and then like you don't have to tip. It's easy.
It's the 1800s in England. You're saying they have Apple Pay over there?
At every fucking pub. Just about every pub. They have the little register.
We are really behind in a lot of ways over here.
I went to a grocery store with my buddy and he Apple Paid the other day and I almost had a heart attack.
No, they freak out when you bring out the other credit card and they're like, I got to examine a signature? What is happening?
Yeah, they don't want your plastic.
They don't fucking care. It's so much better that way.
So much better.
And you don't have to think about, you know, if you're getting a fair shake on the bill.
Yeah.
Right? I love the bar experience there because you just Apple Pay and you're done.
Okay. Well, Doug, Apple Pay. I
would say in terms of attractiveness, when I studied in London in the mid-90s, the stereotypes were real.
Yeah.
But then a ton of money poured into that town. And when there's money, the attractiveness level went through the roof. London's like New York. Like there's so many international people. Like it's a good looking city. Now, I think
I would have to agree.
I've never been to London except to fly through. And, but I do remember like after high school and college, all the guys I grew up with would go on like backpacking trips to Europe, and they'd get to London, and they'd just wreck shop with all the ladies because they're American. They're very popular there and were able to really scoop it up.
No, we're back here. They brought fucking ladle
in there. They had their backpack to go. They had their backpack.
No.
And their Eurorail pass. And they were just scooping it up.
No.
Scooping.
Stop it.
Hey, by the way, I watched, because it was offered free, I watched the first episode of the Twilight Zone.
Oh, how was that?
Jordan. And it was with Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was very good. And then they're like, well, now you have to pay for another streaming service.
Oh, is this YouTube?
I mean, no, it's CBS
something.
How many something.
Streaming services yeah. do
and
we
I'm
need?
Sorry. No, I watched the complimentary episode and I liked it, but I don't like it that much.
We got enough streaming services.
I'm thinking of trimming Hulu. There's too many.
I like Hulu. Hulu's only $6. It's the cheapest one.
And if you have Spotify premium, you get Hulu. For the no commercials, it comes with 10. Hulu.
Yeah.
Commercials bother me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I might have to go back to commercials.
Not a big ask. In regards to last week's episode, I am also from Western Canada, Alberta. I have a friend from Alberta. And when I describe, that's where they grow all the wheat. And when I describe to my Texas friends the difference between Western and Eastern Canada, I just say that Eastern Canada, especially Quebec, are our Yankees. Everybody hates the Quebecois.
Now, is he talking about the New York Yankees or is he saying Northerners?
I think, Northerners. They all.
So, he doesn't like the people who pay most of the taxes.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Just remember that. They all pay your taxes.
And immediately understand. No, he's talking about he's talking about Canadian. We don't pay Canadian taxes, Ed.
No, but our Yankees, hey, they're keeping us down, except they're lifting us up.
That's right. Doug, the Canadian living in Houston, thanks for that.
All the taxes over here.
Another email. Hello, gents. Quick question. Most pleasantly surprising topless scene, Joyce Heiser, Terry Griffith in Just One of the Guys, or Alexandria Daddario, Lisa Tragnetti in True Detective? You know what that sounds like, Ed?
Yeah, I can't decide. This can't get done for you, baby.
Who's it going to be, Kate?
Whoa. Hang on a second.
Hold on.
First of all,
who are these people?
Barry White's
to Google them.
Yes.
Google them. Give her the.
Oh.
Who are the people?
So, Just One of the Guys.
Did you ever see Just One of the Guys, like 80s? Yeah. The girl pretends to be a guy.
That was a big moment for me.
Not sure. Who's the girl? I just have to Google cast or.
Hold on. I'll tell you right now. He is called
Joyce Heiser. But what her? I don't remember her character's name.
Terry Griffith.
I remember she had an Elvis Costello poster on her wall.
Oh, I love her even more. That was a big moment because it wasn't, you just couldn't see titties all the time back then. So when Joyce Heiser or Phoebe Cates busted them out, when she got them out.
Okay, who's the other person?
Alexandria Daddario from season one.
Season one, she got on top of Woody,
amazing,
right?
Amazing, yeah. She's.
How do you spell it?
She's very blessed. Oh, it's got so many D's in it. D-A-D-D A-R-I-O. Alexandra Daddario. She's a fantastic follow on Instagram. I'm going to go just one of the guys because I was young when it happened. Although this Alexandra Daddario, what a babe.
I'm going with the True Detective because it kind of came out of nowhere, that scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was getting into that show, and I feel like it was one of the early episodes.
Yeah, she was his mistress.
Is that what she looks like?
Yeah, but that's Photoshop, but yes.
I choose Alexandra.
Oh, she's a babe.
Daddario. No,
I've got some alarming news. It just Kate's the song you just played, Barry White. I googled.
He died.
No, if we've ever done the how fucking old is this guy? Yeah. Barry Eugene Carter, otherwise known as Barry White. He died 4th of July, 2003.
Yeah.
At the age of 58.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he probably looked 66 since he was like 28.
Yeah, there's a picture on his Wikipedia page in 1974, and he looks 45.
And Barry White, I kind of put him in the Biggie Smalls category of his whole persona was that he was a real ladies' man and he fucked a lot, but he was a big fat guy.
Yeah.
There's Alexandra Daddario.
Biggie was cool. Barry White was kind of cheesy.
Yeah, he was like Tom Jones.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. She was in the Baywatch reboot.
Oh, I missed that with The Rock.
If you're interested.
The only Rock movie ever to not be a hit. Okay, Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? Share with us.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
You guys are probably probably got your tickets for the Fortnite World Cup Finals.
We're just talking about
Ed. It's like in Queens. Like you could go.
Yeah, you could take some trains and get
there. Wait, that
new,
what finals?
The world, the Fortnite.
I think video said game. World Cup in Qatar.
No, that too you could go to.
The Fortnite top 100 solo players and the top 50 duo teams from around the world will attend the Fortnite World Cup Finals. Each of those players will be guaranteed at least $50,000. How much do you think the World Cup solo champ will walk away with, though?
$51,000.
Oh, come on.
$100,000. I'm with Ed. $101,000.
Well, if they're giving the top 100 at least 50,
then they get twice as much if you win.
Here's the thing I don't understand about esports.
That makes no sense. Okay, well if you win it, you get $3 million.
What?
For being really good at Fortnite.
It's probably from like PlayStation or something. You get sponsors from like corporate sponsors.
Because are there fans that go to the arenas and watch them play?
Oh my God, yes.
There is. In Korea, it's like the number one sport.
I think it's awful, but my son over the years has watched people play video games on YouTube. I get that market.
PewDiePie?
But the whole like fans of watching
live aspect.
And they have like sports video games, like people playing Madden and people watching the people play Madden.
NBA Live.
You know, there's
95.
A real sport you could watch.
Yeah.
So this is coming on the heels of the Fortnite E3 Pro-Am in LA last June, which was the highest viewed Western esports tournament with over 2 million concurrent viewers across 7 online platforms and 30 different channels.
That's a lot of eyes.
There's a lot of people watching this.
They should have an NBA Jam tournament, the arcade version, though. I'm not talking about any console bullshit. I only play the arcade
version.
How
many people do you think play Fortnite worldwide?
How many people play
Fortnite?
Yeah, like
how many Fortnite players do you think there are worldwide?
28 million.
There's 250 million players worldwide.
What?
Jeez.
How much do you think tickets are for a 3-day pass?
$87.
Well, they're less. They're 50. But
for 3 days? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's going to 3 days of that, though? Watch their favorite players? Fantastic.
People that are really into Fortnite.
Very interesting. Yeah. The world has left me behind. Anyway, if there were an arcade NBA Jam, first of all, I'd need to get my old roommate, Dave. Dave, if you're listening, we might have to get back together and to team up to play the arcade NBA Jam, because for a while, And I'm not trying to overinflate my status. He and I were the best in the world.
At what?
The NBA Jam. The arcade version. I'm not talking Sega Genesis. Arcade.
Okay. I mean,
we'd get off work. We'd stop by the arcade. We'd smoke a couple.
Sure, you were like okay at it.
No, we were the best. We were undefeated. We couldn't be beaten.
Undefeated by who? Each other.
The other kids at the arcade. I mean, yeah, we were adults. We were 18.
Okay.
We were wrecking dudes.
Much like the gym, I prefer video games by myself. I don't want to be.
No, me either.
I don't want to be mixing it up with other kids.
That's the last I played. I haven't played since. But I'll tell you what, when I played, couldn't be beaten. Undefeatable. And guess what? Houston Rockets. That was my team. Elijah won.
Fuck.
Kenny Smith.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I don't know you sometimes.
Yeah.
Shit you talk about on this podcast.
You got to peel back the onion. Like you just take me at my surface.
Onions make my eyes water and they make me feel nauseous.
There's so much more happening inside. You don't even know. Okay. What else, Kate?
More entertainment news.
Yeah.
Magnum PI Tom Selleck writing a memoir.
Oh my God. Here's
man.
Ed, would you read it?
Of course he would. Anybody would.
Yeah. Why not?
Chapter one.
I'm wearing a Tom Selleck t-shirt as we speak.
Oh, stop amazing. It. He's 74. Yeah. He said he's going to share stories about his career, but also about life away from the camera.
Ooh, not so interested in that. Here's what I'm interested in. Here's the thing.
He didn't get Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he married that Jilly Mack pretty early on, which is unfortunate. But I imagine in his time at USC and after, in the early days of Magnum, my man was getting balls deep on the regs.
Oh, and how about when they did the Battle of the Network Stars?
Oh, dominant. Well, he was on the volleyball team at SC. Like, the dude is an athlete. Mm-hmm. And also...
He was a baseball player.
What a fucking babe. So gorgeous. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful.
He looks like such a cute granddad now. Yeah,
he's 74.
But the problem is...
Yeah, he's dying.
He looks like my dad. So cute.
The problem is, hopefully his memoir doesn't include too much about his longest running show, Blue Bloods.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate. But he's stacking big chips. He's like...
starts talking about the time he and... what's his name? The New Kids on the Block, like, shared lunch.
Oh, Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, do you think he gets an earful of the anti-vaxxing on the set?
You know.
I feel like she's pivoted from that.
Not enough.
I don't think it helped her brand.
I saw a bullshit quote out of her, and she said, I never said vaccinations. I just said be educated. Get the fuck out of here.
You be educated? Where'd she get educated? Fuck out of here. Well, I'm looking forward to Thomas Magnum's book. He's always been a hero to me. He's got the best
theme song
ever.
Of all time.
Yeah, greatest song, greatest show. Yeah, the fact that they remade it, somebody should go to jail for having a twink Magnum and a female Higgins. Get the fuck out of here.
There's a female Higgins?
Yes, the Higgins is a lady now. Also, the real Higgins, not even British. He was acting.
Pompous, though. He was pompous, though.
Of course he was.
Because I would see him on, like, win, lose, or draw, and he would still be real shitty to people.
British people should be outraged that they didn't hire a British person.
Only British people can play British people now. That's how it's a different era. You could never have Jonathan Hillerman, RIP.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation.
Soon we won't even need actors because,
AI.
A person that's, like, grieving a dead parent has to play that role. So. Sorry, if you can't find an actor, you're going to have to use a real person. Yeah,
100%. What else, Kate?
More entertainment updates. Yes, Juliana Margulies.
Yes.
Who came to our attention in the show ER back in the day, I believe.
And she has very beautiful skin. I'm kind of on the fence.
Luminous skin.
Would I have sex with her?
She's a bit handsome.
She's handsome, but if we're making rankings, it's not the highest. But she's a good looking
woman. She's very pretty, but I'm just not sure that I'd be into it.
Okay, so she starred for a long time on that show, CBS's The Good Wife.
Big hit. One of those shows you've never seen.
She hated the other woman, right?
Yes. They couldn't be in a scene together.
It's
they
so
had to
funny.
Do, they had to do we all their
did a,
scenes
We
on
did a
the
story
phone.
About that. So she said she would have been happy to reprise her Good Wife role for the CBS All Access spinoff, The Good Fight.
Yes, there's a spinoff of her
All
show
Access. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. They want you to pay for more.
It's on that.
And she gave CBS her quote, and they didn't want to pay it. Yeah. They only wanted to pay her as a guest star, even though the role was a spinoff from the show that she created.
Yes. Yeah, that's bullshit.
So she walked away.
Got
she
a side
said,
with Juliana here.
F you, CBS.
And her beautiful, luminous
She
skin.
Said, she said, what did she say?
Will she pull a Valerie Harper kind of thing?
You know, she said that if John Hamm...
She said if John Hamm came back for a Mad Men spinoff or Kiefer Sutherland wanted to do a 24 spinoff, they would be paid what they wanted to be paid.
Yes.
So she said...
She's the star.
See you later.
Do you think when Arnold Drummond would show up on Facts of Life for a guest spot, do you think they just paid him the fucking $600 day rate? No. He's the fucking star of a network show. They paid him what he gets paid. And it should be the same for Juliana Margulies.
Stop screwing women over. Yes. We are sick of it.
Yes.
I fully agree. I also want to break some news to you. I'm watching CBS in the background because they have the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a new show. And just you should all be sitting down. The new show is a military courtroom show premiering tomorrow. Called. Yes. Let's see. Let's see.
LL Cool J on it.
Dana Delaney.
Oh, she's back.
The Code.
China
the
Beach.
Code.
The Code.
After NCIS. So if you don't get enough military tribunals,
I'm in.
Got another one.
100%.
Fucking olds love their military.
Yeah, yeah they do.
They love the CBS. Really goes.
But remember
the
that show, China
crowd.
Beach.
Oh yeah.
Dana Delaney.
That was on ABC. It was a great
I
show.
So good.
Heavily to that show.
Yeah,
I love that show.
Easy Ed. what else, Kate?
Do you guys know who Halsey is? She's a pop star.
She hosted SNL. Like
she hosted SNL. She sang a song while painting a picture on the ground. I saw that.
I missed that.
Kind of short hair. Kate, I'll need a ruling. She's a bit handsome. Halsey.
She was talented. That
she's
painting,
attractive.
Like, I didn't care about the song.
Yes.
But I was pretty
she's
mesmerized
good job on
by
painting.
The whole painting.
I think she's pretty.
She's a good singer. Would I have sex with Halsey, Kate?
Yes.
I would. Okay.
Yes.
I think you're right. I would.
Well, she's 24, so that would be a little bit disturbing.
She's a little young to me, but she is fully an adult, and I would, in fact, have intercourse with her. What's she up to?
Good news, Halsey.
Yes. Lucky day for Halsey.
She spoke recently at a benefit for ending youth homelessness in L.A. She said, when I was living in New York, I was a teenager. My friends were picking out decorations for their dorms, and I was debating on whether or not I should let a stranger inside of me so I could pay for my next meal.
Whoa, that's heavy.
She said, it wasn't because something was wrong with me, and it wasn't because my parents didn't love me, because they did very much. But a series of unfortunate circumstances led me to be in that position, and it can happen to absolutely anyone.
Yeah. Wow. Let Halsey know I don't pay for
it. So she said at age 19, she was accepted into Rhode Island School of Design, which
very
is no
prestigious school. Yes.
She couldn't afford to go.
Where the talking heads went.
And when she didn't opt for a less expensive community college, her parents kicked her out of the house and she became homeless.
Shepherd Fairey went, I think.
It sounds like her parents didn't love her. They
well,
kicked her out of the house.
I mean, I'm sure there was more context to that story. She said, I remember one time I had $9 in my bank account and I bought a 4-pack of Red Bull and used it to stay up overnight over the course of 2 or 3 days because it was less dangerous to not sleep than it was to sleep somewhere random and maybe get raped or kidnapped. So living on the streets is no joke. And it's crazy that
she
has
spent half that on Jolt Cola.
She has come from that. And is now where she is.
Good for
today.
Her. And she's welcome to stay on our couch.
It's a crazy story.
We have a spot on the couch if Halsey would like to stay over and paint
you
a picture.
You tried to tell me I have to sleep on the couch tonight because
well,
I may
you might
have
a cold. If you might have a cold.
I just want you guys to have a peek inside.
Yeah.
My abusive marriage.
If you might have a cold, you need to sleep in another room. And also,
Kate is totally going to give herself a haircut, dye her hair, and leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah, she is. And she's going to paint pictures, and then she's going to give interviews about me.
Hashtag gone girl.
Stranger in my bedroom.
What else?
I have some more legal updates. Former Smallville actor Allison Mack pleaded guilty Monday to racketeering
Nicks
and conspiracy charges for involvement in secret sex trafficking cult. Nicks of them.
Yes. No one's ever tried to sex traffic me.
Me either.
If this were an episode of CIS or NCIS, yeah, I'd say, looks like there'll be no return of the Mac. And then I take off my sunglasses.
Like, prosecutors allege that Mac was Rainier. Keith Rainier was the cult leader,
yep,
second in command, who helped recruit women to join DOS, a secret group within Nixivum.
DOS, like the shitty computer program?
Yes. She admitted her involvement with DOS, saying she had a slave, and like a sex slave, and that she instructed women to perform services for me, threatening that they could face serious harm. According to the Post, Max said women had handed over damaging personal information, such as nude photos, financial details as collateral. It's exactly what they do. It's such a like basic cult move, and I can't believe people fall for this.
So if your church...
And I mean, again, I'm sorry if you fell for this. I shouldn't say I can't believe it, but I mean, it happens.
If your church, if the whole point of your church is that the pastor gets to fuck everybody in the church, you might be in a cult.
Well, I mean, the best way to find people to trick is find religious people.
Yeah, that's the ones. There's a new Instagram account I'm following. I think it's called Preachers and Sneakers. And it's somebody that documents.
This is so funny. All the, and so genius. All the, like, and I'm so mad I didn't think
TV
of it.
TV preachers and all like the new, like the young rock and roll pastors and stuff, and how they all rock like $4,700 off-white brand Jordans and Louis Vuitton sneakers. And it's like a big thing for these, like Justin Bieber's spiritual mentor to dress very hype beast.
And what are they like, turn the chair around? Can I keep it real with you?
Yeah. Yes,
exactly. there was a guy who kept it real in his early 30s. Yeah. A guy by the name of JC.
Yeah. And they're wearing like a t-shirt. They're wearing like a V-neck t-shirt, but they got a blazer over it and like a lot of gel in their hair, and they're like, "I'm a new kind of preacher. I'm not like your dad's preacher.
I'm new school.
I'm the kind that takes your money." What else, Kate?
Last but not least, Felicity Huffman and 13 more people plead guilty.
Big deal here.
Last week, big pled deal. Guilty.
Aunt Becky's still on the loose, though.
Is she saying not guilty?
No, they pled guilty. Guilty.
Even Felicity, Aunt Becky.
Not Aunt Becky.
Felicity's statement says, "I am in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I have done. I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions."
I feel like what Felicity did is different than these other people because she just paid to get a higher test score.
Yeah, she paid $15,000 to elevate her daughter's test scores on a college entrance exam.
So she could apply to colleges and get in them. Like, your kid's kind of dumb.
The scheme that Lori and Massimo
were
involved in was like a lot more complex.
Bribery involved.
I mean, there were much more serious charges.
Yes, and this...
And they involve $500,000.
And this Lori Loughlin, so pretty, and I know she's going through a lot. If she wants to come over with Halsey and also sleep on our couch, we have a sectional couch, so there's room. They can both sleep the two directions.
Well, you know what?
I'd be okay with that.
Good to know. Yeah. Thanks for...
They can come stay over.
Thanks for offering our couch up.
And I'll put on... I'll preach to them. I'll put on a V-neck t-shirt and
maybe
a blazer.
I will sleep on the couch now and you're not invited.
And I'll put gel in my hair and I'll put on some tight jeans and a big belt buckle and my Jordans. And I'll be like, "Hey, you know who didn't care about bribing administrators? Called the Romans, Jesus Christ, buddy of mine."
I like it when like Ed, like said, JC, I think JC is much cooler.
Well, I'd say the whole name.
Oh, you do.
Because that's the kind of preacher I am. Yeah. I'm the guy that says
you're
the
on
whole
a
thing.
More first name basis. Yeah. I know him by his nickname.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of preacher that abbreviates.
Yeah.
Hey.
Gotcha.
Is that, oh, Kate's closing her computer. I imagine that would be
JC. He hung with hookers. He was cool like that.
Yeah, cool like that.
So why don't you act like Mary Magdalene and get on these balls?
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Is that what
you're
gonna say?
You know what also is dope?
Yeah.
Our Lord and Savior. Yes.
What's your church going to be called?
Speaking of dope, swallow a couple of these pills and then get real sleepy.
You guys, I think that you have like a new podcast that you should do.
Cult teacher? cult preacher? All right, is that it?
In lieu of the body of Christ. How about the penis of me?
Okay, let's wrap it up with that. Ed, give us a score. Who's won the national championship? Breaking news.
Can UVA has opened up a 7-point lead.
Oldest institution in the United basketball. States. University of Virginia. Could you imagine if Texas Tech? They would have to close down the sport if Texas Tech
is this
won
basketball?
The national title. Yeah.
Oh, is this the March Madness thing?
Yes, yes. Good job, Kate. All right. Excellent job all the way around. For Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 263 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
LS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stew, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, covers conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.